AP update. I'm Tim McGuire. Danish police have shot and killed a man they say was behind the shootings at a cafe and outside a synagogue that left two people dead. AP's Jan Olsen reports the suspect pretty much led police to where he was.
They found out that the person who did the shooting at the cultural center made a phone call after dropping the car that he carjacked. He called a cab, and the cab took him to an address. And that's how they got the guy's identity.
At the synagogue, a Jewish man guarding another building was killed. Two police officers were wounded. Justice Minister Mette Frederiksen is grateful for the support Denmark has gotten from so many other countries.
It's very important for all of us in Denmark to feel the solidarity and the sympathy from the rest of the world.
A Danish intelligence official says the investigators believe the gunman was inspired by Islamic radicalism, including the attack on Charlie Hebdo in Paris. AP update. I'm Tim McGuire.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.